turning now to sports. You heard it here on WCHL earlier this afternoon. Tar Heel women's basketball breaking their losing streak just in time. Round one of the ACC tournament today in Greensboro. Paris Key with 28 points. Janelle Bailey with a double-double, 16 points and 13 boards as the Tar Heels beat Boston College 69-64 in the first round. It was a close game until the fourth quarter. UNC pulled away. Then it got real close there at the end as BC hit three straight threes in order to cut the lead down to just a possession, but UNC was able to pull away and secure the victory in the end. UNC moves on to face NC State, the 5 seed, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll have that here for you on WCHL. Of course, we've got the Tar Heel men's basketball game. They're still in their regular season with one game left, taking on Duke up in Cameron Indoor on Saturday. So the next few days for UNC basketball, men's and women's, are going to be exciting. Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC professor, is also down in Greensboro this week at the ACC Women's Tournament. You heard her on the air with Walter Storholt doing play-by-play and commentary for the game today. She joins us now on the air via phone. Dr. Stroman, thanks for joining us, and great victory for the Heels and a really exciting game there at the end.
Absolutely. I know for Tar Heel fans, we're used to not even playing in a game on a Wednesday. But this season has been very, very challenging, especially the second half of the season. A lot of people might not know that UNC is actually the 8th youngest team in the country, as in first-year and second-year players are really driving this team. We've had some good news today. Janelle Bailey was named the ACC Rookie of the Year. It wasn't a big surprise because she's certainly been holding up the league and holding her own as a post player for the Tar Heels. And Paris Key made the first team all ACC. And it was the Paris Key show today. She shot 12 for 22. She had 28 points. And Janelle Bailey, she was really locked down in the first two quarters, but she came alive in the second half and really made the difference at the end.
So what are Carolina's chances heading through the rest of this tournament? Obviously, it gets a lot tougher after Boston College. You got NC State. They're the 5 seed, and they're in the top 25. Whoever wins that game plays Duke right on Friday, and then it only gets tougher from there. But you know UNC's beaten Duke. They can play just about anyone. They've had that losing streak heading into this week, but that includes a lot of really close games where they played tough. So what do you think Carolina's chances are down the rest of this week?
Well, there's no doubt this is, I don't want to say desperation, but certainly this could be your last game. So hopefully the players are fired up, not only to play for themselves and their families, but also play for the University of North Carolina and their coaching staff. North Carolina will not get an NCAA bid. There is a chance that they could get a WNIT bid, and most athletes want to continue playing. They don't want to end their career. But you have to be at least 500, above 500, for that bid to even be considered. So this game tomorrow at 11 a.m. against arch rival NC State. NC State, it will be challenging because that means they have to beat the Tar Heels 3 times. And we know how challenging that could be. On the other side, NC State is a leader in the conference. They're in the top 3 for defense, and they're in the top 3 for rebounding. And UNC definitely has trouble with rebounding, especially since NC State is very long and they play big. They like going to their post. So it's going to be a really, really tough challenge. But the way UNC has been playing over the past 3 games, I would not be surprised if the Tar Heels pull off the upset. We're going to need all the Tar Heel fans to definitely be in the gym.
And again, it's just down the road in Greensboro, so you can definitely head there tomorrow morning and check that game out live. We've got Dr. Deborah Stroman here on the air, and you were in the Coliseum earlier today when the game was going on, and I know there's a pretty sizable contingent of Tar Heel fans who are going to go to their graves insisting that the Greensboro Coliseum is the only appropriate place for the ACC tournament. So what's the vibe like this week?
Well, it's always tough on the first day in the early afternoon. But there was a pretty good UNC crowd there. You know, people really, really like this team, regardless of the wins and losses. But tomorrow will be the big day. I remember when I first moved to North Carolina, and I just noticed this rabid love for ACC basketball, men's and women's. And what they do is they actually bus in students from the local area. And I guess they call it experiential education. But it's going to be filled tomorrow with elementary, middle school students, screaming their lungs out. Most of them have no idea what's going on the court, but whenever they see something that it's exciting, they start screaming. So it's going to be a big, raucous crowd tomorrow. And of course, NC State's going to bus over their fans. Carolina fans will come over as well. So I expect to have a really, really great crowd for an early game at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. tomorrow, UNC, NC State, great rivalry there. And then the winner takes on Duke, so another potential great rivalry game coming up on Friday, too. We'll have it all for you here on WCHL. We got Dr. Deb Stroman here on the line. Let's turn to men's basketball now, because we've got another big game coming up on Saturday. You mentioned Paris Key being named All-ACC, Janelle Bailey being named ACC Freshman of the Year and making the All-Freshman team. Also an honor coming in today for Luke May, was just named Academic All-ACC and won the Skip Prosser Award as the top scholar athlete in ACC men's basketball. So individual honors coming in on the men's side too. And we got the Carolina Duke game coming up in Cameron Indoor. And speaking of a whole bunch of screaming kids yelling at anything exciting, it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere in Cameron too.
Well, there's no doubt. I think with both teams having lost their last game, Duke lost at Virginia Tech with the last second shot. And Carolina, as we all know, lost last night to Miami with a last-second shot. And so sometimes people believe that you need to lose a game before you go into a tournament, you know, so you're not too big-headed. But for these teams, I don't think either team believes in that philosophy. They want to win every game. Carolina won the game in Chapel Hill, so you know Duke wants payback. And also Carolina wants to upset their senior day. So it's going to be a great rivalry game, as always. The Duke-Carolina rivalry is considered, if not the number one, maybe in the top two rivalries in college sport. So I expect a really, really hard-fought game. I love the way Joel Berry is playing right now. I always feel, I won't say always, but sometimes I feel that the referees, when they go into Cameron, it ends up that you're playing against the referees plus Duke. But if they blow their whistles tightly, I think we would have the advantage. If they let the guys play, I think this could hurt us.
And kind of looking ahead to the ACC tournament and beyond here, how far do you think the Tar Heels will go this year? And this is a team with a pretty high ceiling for, and I want to bring up ceilings again with UNC basketball, but a pretty high ceiling for potential success in the NCAA tournament, depending on how things shake out. Where do you think they're going to end up?
Well, I've had some interesting debates with friends around UNC's basketball team, as in who is the most valuable. A lot of people say it's definitely Luke May, mm-hmm. you know, averaging double-double, hitting all the key shots. Other people would say Joel Berry, because if you don't have someone who's at the head of the team and who can hit that big three and make penetrating drives and finish, then that's it. I tend to lean towards Joel Berry, but in terms of right now, as in the last few ball games and going to the ACC tournament, to me, it's all about Theo Pettis. Mm-hmm. When he makes shots, when he finishes, he makes great passes. When he beckons to the crowd and asks them to get involved and to scream and to cheer, the way he engages his teammates, I think it's however Theo Pinson goes, that's how the Tar Heels go. On paper, of course, they can definitely compete. We have arguably the greatest coach of all time. And so he's definitely going to do everything to make the correct substitutions, the timeouts, the X's and O's. So I could see the Tar Heels in the Final Four again. But it really, for me, at this time, it's all about Theo Pinson.
I think I 100% agree with you. And I kind of saw that last year. And it wasn't even just about the performance on the court or the numbers that show up in the stat line. It's the intangibles. It's leadership off the court as well.
That's right. He's the calming person. He's the one who can get in your face and ask you to step it up, to play harder, to be smarter. It's his last year as well. So we need the Theo Pinson that we've all come to enjoy over his 4 years, where he does whatever it takes, the diving on the floor to make the extra pass. He just does whatever it takes. I just love his hustle and what he brings to this team.
It's going to be a good game on Saturday. 8:15 is tip-off time in Cameron Indoor. Our coverage will start at 6:30, Carolina-Duke. But a lot of basketball between now and then, too, because we got Carolina women's basketball back in action tomorrow at 11 o'clock, taking on NC State down the road in Greensboro. And you'll hear Deb Stroman on the air again tomorrow. Deb Stroman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.